Hexham. We moved to Hexham in 1980, and I suppose it was a couple of years, a year or so after moving there, that I would have gone to the diabetic clinic in the Hexham Hospital. I didn't have a complete problem there with continuity of service, in that invariably it was the same doctor. But again, the treatment, like I said a little earlier, the treatment of diabetes doesn't progress in leaps and bounds. It's rather snail-like. And, you know, it was sort of, as God said to Moses, keep taking the tablets type treatment. And so I just kept taking the tablets. And because there were no problems, and I wasn't giving them any cause for concern, I just stopped going, or I either stopped going or moved somewhere else, and life was too busy to get involved with taking days out for, half days out for diabetic clinics and whatever, to get nothing out of it. I mean, if it had been a moving situation and I was getting benefit, I could have got excited about it, but it all seemed to me a waste of time. Now, I'm not being sort of blasé about this, because I do appreciate the fact that by the greatest of good fortune, I have had a whole lot less problems with my diabetes than many other people, most other people, I would think. And that may have given the impression that I've been sort of cavalier in the treatment of it. I mean, I'm very much aware of, what I need to give myself in terms of insulin doses, what I need to do if I'm running high on sugar content. And I do react immediately. I detect those things, especially in later years, where the technology, of course, had moved on way beyond the find your pass your urine sample, get it into a container, stick in a pill, watch it change colour. But nowadays, of course, it's fully automated. Take a blood test, put it on a strip. It'll actually tell you in numbers, what you've clocked.